97, the Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Oh, I just love it. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Yep, I still have these allergies that are they're just hanging out. They're not going anywhere special. So they're just hanging out here for about a week and a half or so. I appreciate your prayers, too, by the way. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio on this, May the 8th, 2016. It's Mother's Day, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. Just a nice little reminder. Hey, Sunday Worship really prepares our hearts and minds on the Lord. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So let's sit back, let's relax, let's focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We want to sing, we want to sing, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to sing, we want to sing. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see Jesus lifted high. What better than flies across this land? That only might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high. What better than flies across this land? That only might see the truth and know Jesus lifted high, the banner that flies across this land, that only might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, the banner that flies across this land, that only might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. Step by step we're moving forward, little by little we're taking ground. Every prayer a powerful weapon, strongholds known, tumbling down. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high.
Try it. We want to see Jesus lifted high. The Dennis Allen Praise Team right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. And I'll tell you what, anyone who has restored an old piece of furniture knows it's a whole lot of work. First, you got to put on the rubber gloves, pour on the chemicals, scrape off the 4 coats of paint, and sand it down, stain it, varnish it, and after several weeks, you will have a piece of furniture that is ready to be used again. And I'll tell you what, restoring relationships takes a whole lot of hard work too, don't it? approaching, talking, confessing, forgiving. It's not easy. Removing the resentment, the hurt, the distrust restores a damaged relationship to its original glory. You know, the Bible says to do whatever it takes to be restored to one another. Fortunately for us, though, friend, we have the ultimate model of reconciliation, God sending his Son so that we might be forgiven and have a restored relationship with him. So let's follow God's example today by being quick to make the first move towards reconciliation.
By faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song. for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Every single breath, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It is all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. Yeah, it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you.
Hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you, still battling these allergies. You know, it is springtime, of course, so I appreciate your prayers. Hey, if you have some time today or maybe this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. You know, a famous pastor said several years ago, I'm a nobody telling everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
That's right. We've come to worship him today and place him in the center of our affections. Thanks so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll, and have you seen these new cell phones for children? Now, I first cringed when I heard about this, but until I learned more, it actually kind of made sense. They are designed primarily as a security device. Listen to this. You push the mom button, and the phone calls mom. And the same for dad, 911, and so on. You know, as I was thinking about this, though, children aren't the only ones who need to call someone when they're in trouble. You know, fortunately in the Bible, we have God's promise from Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call to me, and I will answer you. And we don't even have to push a button or dial a number. You know, cell phones are helpful, friend, but they're limited. God is an unlimited resource in times of trouble, and he is never out of reach. There's no adversity he hasn't already seen, no problem he is unable to solve. When we truly seek him, we will find in him a refuge and a source of incredible strength. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble.
Thank you.
tell you what, it goes pretty deep. It's Sarah Sadler and How Deep Is the Father's Love for Us. Hey, just want to remind you that we're getting ready for a bus trip to Chicago to Moody Church coming up just a few Sundays away. Sunday the 22nd of May, we're going to take a bus trip to Moody Church to hear Dr. Lutzer's final message as senior pastor there at Moody Church. The cost is about $40. That includes the transportation, lunch, snacks, and weather permitting, a nice walk along North Navy Pier right there in Chicago. So if you want to get more details on our bus trip to Moody Church, again, it's Sunday, May 22nd. We're going to leave bright and early, 7 a.m. Just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the big motor coach bus picture right there at our homepage. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, that clock over there to my right is telling me that our time is winding down really quick. But you can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a wonderful and blessed week.